Welcome back. What's up, everybody? This is Mike, and this is the VidBiz Podcast. Like I said, my name is Mike Myers. I am the host of the VidBiz Podcast, and man, I've already lost count of what episode it is. See, I told you it would happen, and it has happened. So I guess that means that I'm being consistent and making these, even when time seems to just slip through my fingers every week, and then I am like, oh yeah, and I also have to record a podcast. But I love it. I just like talking about this stuff, and I genuinely actually get feedback from people that actually listen to it. So shout out to you who text me or message me and say, hey, I'm listening and I like this stuff. Well, I appreciate that. And today, I hope wherever you are in your journey, as far as being a video business owner or small business owner or creative business owner, wherever you are in your journey, perhaps this can help, and I think this can help. This is just something that kind of learned over the past few years. I think everything's just something that you kind of learn, and then you're like, oh, when I really sit down and think about that, that makes a lot of sense. I'm just gonna jump right into today. I'm gonna get a little sip of. Well, I'm running out of coffee. Iced Americanos with a little bit of cream, my jam. Anyways, today we are talking about the three keys to successful project management. Last week, like I said, we talked about CRMs and project management software, but today, talking more from a kind of a personal like project management, how you manage projects and how you engage with the client. And like I said, I feel like this can spread across a lot of different genres, but really speaking to both what I do in the wedding world and in the corporate world, it goes hand in hand. And we're just going to jump into number one. The number one key to a successfully managed project is, before the project even begins, set expectations. This is key. And I think when you're first starting out, you kind of just say, yeah, shooting a wedding, for example. Yeah, I'll shoot your wedding, and this is, you know, you'll get a wedding video. That sounds pretty vague. What are the expectations? How long are you going to be shooting for? Are you going to have a second shooter? Are you going to have, an assistant or a third shooter sometimes? Are you going to deliver just the highlight film? Are you going to deliver the full ceremony? Or are you going to deliver all of the videos? And really setting expectations in any realm really sets the client up. Especially in deliverables, as far as like, this is, you know, we've kind of moved past the sales process and getting the project locked in. And now we have the project locked in. And so this is kind of where we're starting. We're setting expectations. Yeah, we do that a little bit in the sales process as far as, writing a contract and all of those things being in there. And so these kind of go hand in hand, but really ensuring that the client knows what they're getting exactly. And it seems almost like overbearing to write it all out in text format, of like, you will receive one, you know, flash drive with one video file on it labeled, you know, wedding highlight film. And that's all you will receive. And don't ask for anything else. No. But just being super clear on the deliverables as far as like this is what you're hiring us to do, and this is what you're going to get. The other thing that goes hand in hand with that is setting clear expectations for timeline. And I feel like we do a really bad job at this, as creatives especially. We have unrealistic expectations for ourselves, and then we kind of, you know, sell those or preach those to our clients, and then they come to expect what we realize later are unrealistic timeline and deadline expectations. Take, for example, a client that I'm currently working with. This is a corporate account, and they approached me in August of 2021 saying, we think this is the kind of video that we want to do. So we sat down, we had a couple meetings, really hashed out, okay, that is, we want to do this video. Oh, and I think we also want to do these other videos as well. Okay. Just so you know, this is me speaking to the client now. Just so you know, with our current workload in-house and the amount of work that it's going to take to do these, all these videos, we're kind of looking at spring to get them all done. Now, I feel like we jump into, you know, especially in the video world, and I know a lot of people in this world, and we want to get it done as soon as possible for some reason. I don't really know why. It's just kind of what we tend to do. Oh yeah, well now, and if we don't set those expectations for the client, then they're just going to expect, well, they're going to have this thought of like, well, I must be the only client. And so they can just turn it around, you know, ASAP. And then, you know, you're obviously setting yourself up for failure down the road if you do future projects for them. So really just kind of really thinking through, and this project was one that I really, really, I wanted to do it really well. Obviously I, you know, it was a bigger budget, and not that matters, small or big budget. I always want to do a good job, but I was really just wanted to make sure that it was done right. And just saying, like, if you want this done in a month, I can't do that. I can't realistically, or if you want this done even by the end of the year, maybe we can get the shooting done by the end of the year, but the editing post-production stuff is not going to be done. And so if that's what you need to do or you want to do, you're probably going to have to find someone else. And just being okay and comfortable with saying those types of things and hoping maybe they go back and say, you know what, maybe you're right. We don't really need it by this date. If you think you can get it done by spring, then that works perfect. That'll be great. Great. So just setting those expectations. And that kind of leads me into the next key. The second key to unlock a successfully managed project. And that's be proactive. I feel like what we do a lot of times as filmmakers and photographers, but mostly video, because there's a huge post-production process in the on the back end, is that we engage with the client, we meet with them, we make the sale, we're really engaging, we talk to them a lot, we want to make sure that we get that sale, we make the sale, we are engaging with them in the pre-production process of, you know, setting up the shoot and getting on location and getting all those pieces and parts that are, you know, that need to make the thing happen. And then we shoot the thing and then we disappear. And that, you know, that is kind of like the natural evolution of how a production goes. But if they are your client, just being proactive and just kind of letting, you know, even if, you know, this example that I'm talking about, we shot A roll in October, B roll in December, and it's currently March, And we just wrapped up the edit. And they're going to watch it for the first time. There's a lot of time in between. And they're probably like, I wonder, remember that video we shot last fall? And somebody who's not as close to the project, who might be like, you know, an executive or something, they might come knocking on the door of the person that like hired us and like, hey, weren't you guys supposed to have a video for something? And then that person goes, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we kind of had like a timeline of spring, but I haven't really heard from Mike in a while. That is completely avoidable. Whether you need to lay that out in terms in the contract or just as a good business practice, reaching out, you know, every couple weeks, at least once a month, if it's a long timeline. But I would say at least once a week, just reminding that client, hey, I haven't forgot about you. We're working on your project. Sometimes you might be working more heavily on their project than other times. They don't necessarily like, that doesn't necessarily like matter if like you're actively working on it right then. But hey, we haven't forgot about you. We're working on the project and we're expecting to have something for you to watch by the middle of March. And once you get closer to that date, maybe you can put specific dates. But that is something that I kind of tend to shy away from, and just kind of have learned over the years that putting a hard date in your brain, but not necessarily verbalizing that to the client, is a good thing. Like, okay, this has to be done, you know, April 1st or whatever. But you don't have to, like, you don't necessarily have to say to the client, we will have the video to you April 1st, you know, if it's the last thing I do. Because then, if April 1st comes, and the video is just, like, something's just not quite done or finalized, and then you have to set that back. Ugh, you know what? Sorry. Just avoid that. I think I like to say that. But it is good to have deadlines, internal deadlines with your team and yourself, and making sure that you're kind of really sticking to those. But it's just setting expectations. And like it goes back to setting expectations and then just being proactive with the client, with the couple. And inevitably, you're going to have a difficult situation sometimes. I've had, you know, in the past, you know, things get pushed back, especially when I was more heavily with weddings. Those are very long edits, you know, and you kind of conjure in your mind like, well, it's not going to take me that long, but it really does. And then you have backlog, and then it might be, you know, that's where it comes back to the contract of setting expectations, because it could be 3, maybe 4 months from the time that you shoot the wedding until the couple sees it. And just kind of being, you know, really open and like, hey, if you haven't started working on it, you know, you probably should. But just being open, like, hey, we're working on it. You know, we're getting a little behind. I know it's not right on track. I know we might not hit that like specific, like whatever's in our contract, but I'm just being open and proactive and letting you know. And if that's a problem, let me know. And 9.5 times out of 10, they're going to come back and they're going to say, oh, you know, it's fine. Thanks for letting me know. I appreciate that. And now I won't have to sit and wonder, you know, where our wedding video is or where our project is at. And I say 9.5 times out of 10 because there is that half, it doesn't matter, I guess, what you try to do sometimes. They're going to press you and going to press you. And even if you are proactive and you email, you might get an email in between those communication times. Hey, I thought you were going to send out our thing. And it's super easy to get frustrated. And then kind of going back to a past episode where I talked about kind of getting negative feelings and maybe even starting to like talk bad about clients or whatever. Don't do that. Just, you know, be patient. And, you know, there's the whole gamut. There's a whole spectrum of clients and their willingness to be flexible or not so. And you just kind of have to always be kind. And to a certain extent, the old phrase, the customer's always right, does ring true. But the customer isn't always right, but they are. Because why is it worth fighting? Unless it's like a huge legal issue, like, why is it worth fighting? Just be kind. Apologize if you have gone beyond the bounds of the contract as far as like timeline and stuff, and just get it done and make it right. Be kind and make it right. That should be a t-shirt. Coming up with a lot of t-shirt ideas on this. Anyways, so first key, set expectations. The second key, be proactive and refer back to those expectations. Hey, I know, you know, this is where we are in the project, and I just wanted to update you and let you know where we are. And like I said, just be honest. If you know that you should have started a project like 2 months ago and you haven't yet, to each their own discretion on that type of situation, whether you want to be candid and say, you know what, I haven't started on your project. I don't know. To each his own. So, set expectations and be proactive. And the third thing I would say, and especially in, I feel like in this industry, but I feel like in a lot of, is follow up. You send the video off and then you disappear. You fall off the face of the earth because you just move on to the next project. Now, hopefully you've talked with, you know, if this is a corporate commercial thing, if it's a wedding thing, it's more finalized. You know, they say, oh, we love it or we hate it, which sucks if that was the case. But hey, we love it. Thank you so much. And then that is done. And then they share it and you share it on social media, and it is what it is. With commercial corporate, there's probably some ROI that they're trying to get from what they made with you. And so hopefully they've, you know, written out a strategy, or you've helped them with that strategy or plan to not only produce a video, but hey, do you have a strategy to put this video out there? What is the purpose of this video? Where will this live? Where, why will you have it made in the first place? And hopefully those conversations are set like way in the beginning process. And so hopefully there's some sort of system in place where maybe you're running a social strategy, or you know that it's out there and it's happening and they're putting ads out there and stuff like that. Just follow up. Hey, how's it going? How is this doing? Did this work? Is this something that, do you think that you would want to do more in the future? Those types of conversations. And then even when people remember to do those things and even like get reviews, like, hey, would love to get your feedback from us. Even when people remember to do that, like a couple weeks or a month or two after the project closes, we forget that those clients are, it's not like you just do one video or one video project for a client for the rest of your life, and then that client, and you have to move on to the next clients. They're your client now. They can move on to other people if they just so choose, but I do it often, not too often to be annoying, but you know, if I've worked with a client 3, 4, 5 years ago, reaching out on a continuous basis, hey, you know, we did these projects back in 2015 or 2016. Those went really well. Where are you guys at in 2022? Do you, like, let's have conversations if you need to kind of, have you thought about doing more video content? Did it work well for you? Yada, yada, yada. So that third key is to really just follow up and maintain the communication connection between you and that client, even after the project is closed. and that will just keep, that's kind of, you know, it's not necessarily a retainer, you know, client type of situation, but it's that mentality of like, these people, they, we have a successful history together, and just kind of reaching out. So that's, those are three keys, I guess, that I have seen. And when I implement them into my project management, into each project that I do, whether that's corporate or whether that's a wedding, is setting those expectations. What are we doing? What are you getting? What are you getting, like, physically? What are you getting digitally? Be very almost annoying about how specific you are. These are the things you're getting. You know, under promise, over deliver is always a good mentality. Don't go into a meeting and be like, "Well, we can do this and this and this and this and this and this and this," and then realizing, "Oh, we're gonna lose so much money if we do this." You know, set expectations. Make sure that the project is, you know, you're getting paid what you're worth. And then, you know, under promise, over deliver. If there is something extra that you, oh, you know, I could just make this little, you know, minor upgrade or whatever, do it. And then if you meet and then exceed expectations, you're gold. Be proactive. Keep that communication line open between you and the client. Between, you know, when you've shot the project for them and when they're going to get it, and it'll be finalized, whether that's a week, whether that's 4 months, whether that's like 8 months, doesn't matter. Just keep that communication open and you'll be good. And lastly, follow up after the project's closed. They have their deliverables, they have everything, everything's good, everybody's paid. Keep following up. Keep that communication open with that client, and you know, future work will hopefully come. And even if you don't work with that client again, they'll be like, "Wow, he's, you know, Mike is super on top of it. He's always checking in." And then, you know, one of their colleagues or something's looking for something, or another business is looking. Hey, Mike, he's on top of it. He'll take care of you. So always being kind and being honest, and making it right when you do mess up, because you will. You will overpromise things, and you just need to be honest about, "Oh, hey, I messed up," instead of, "Well, I didn't say," like, never, like, getting defensive is never a good strategy in business. Getting defensive in business, never a good strategy. So anyways, those are my three keys to a successfully managed project. I don't know why I keep saying it like that, but it, you know, those are three keys. And so that is the end of that. Today, my recommendation for life, I think it's just, you know, a recommendation for life. Tea before bedtime. It's a nice thing. We have this like spicy, I don't know, my wife bought it. It's like an orange spice, no caffeine, tea before bed. Just kind of like calms you down and it gets you in that headspace. I'm getting quiet. I'm drinking tea. Trying not to think of all of the projects that I have to successfully manage tomorrow. And I'm going to go to bed. And then going to bed at a reasonable amount of time. That's also a recommendation. I used to be like a 12 earliest, at the earliest. And then, you know, once I started having kids, obviously, as anybody who has kids knows, that's a terrible idea. If you go to bed after midnight, because no matter what, your kids will wake up at the same exact time every day. It doesn't matter. If it's a holiday or if it's whatever. So anyways, going to bed at a reasonable time, getting a good amount of hours of sleep, and having tea before bedtime. That's my recommendation. And I'll try to, in the show notes, provide the link to the tea that I drink. I'll have to text my wife first. Anyways, this is the VidBiz Podcast. My name is Mike Myers. You can check VidBiz Podcast out on Instagram, on Facebook. We've got a community. You can go to carrotfilmco.com/podcast and get all of the resources. It'll take you over to the like the podcast platform. Show notes are there. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment like, hey, tell me something about something that you've learned from managing a project well or poorly, you know, a good or bad situation. And yeah, would love to hear from you. I hope this has brought value to your life and into your day. And I really try to keep these shorter, but we're at almost 26 minutes. So hopefully if you had a half hour commute, you're almost there. And I hope that you have an awesome week. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.